Warning, Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome back to Check the Locks Presents True Crime for the Short on Time. As always, I'm John Connor, saying thank you for joining us this week as we dive into yet another truly terrifying, bite-sized true crime case. You may notice that it is just me this week. I'm not going to lie to you, it's been a very strange week. Over the weekend, I experienced a pain in my tooth unlike anything I've ever felt in my entire life. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not too man enough to say that I did bring tears to my eyes. I was crying a little bit. It hurt really bad. Never really experienced anything like that. So I've, you know, gone to the dentist and got everything sorted out there. But because of that, we weren't able to put an episode out on Monday, and we were all geared up, getting ready to come in and record the Short on Time. And unfortunately, Olivia came down with something this week and, you know, not feeling well. And the last thing that we wanted to do, because, you know, we hated that we had to miss Monday, last thing we wanted to do is miss a Short on Time episode. So we're going to come through again. Bear with me. It is just me this week, but I do think I have a very interesting case. It's one that I had never heard of before. And so I'm really interested to see what our listeners think, the locksmiths, how you guys feel about this one. Just because, again, it kind of fallen under my radar, and in researching and looking up cases, I just, like I said, I found it to be really interesting, and just, again, want to hear what you think, like always. Before we jump into it, I did want to say thank you. I know I put out something just letting people know we were going to be missing Monday, and a lot of people reached out and were like, hey, you know, we hope you're doing okay. I apologize. It's been a crazy start to the year with COVID and then like the dental stuff. So again, apologize for anything weird, but I really cannot put into words just how amazing this community is. And it, you know, again, anytime we put something up, you're always worried that people are going to be disappointed. You know, people invest in the show and listen to Check the Locks the same way that we invest into putting it out. And so the last thing we ever want to do is let anybody down, or, you know, make anybody feel like we don't take it seriously, or, you know, we're shorting you on content or anything like that. And it is never anything more than just like love and compassion and kindness and caring coming back. So just want to let you know, if you're part of that community in the Facebook group, if you reached out, just know it does not go unappreciated. Again, this community that we are continuing to build and have, you know, fostered over the last couple of years, it amazes me every single day. So again, just wanted to say a huge thank you if you did reach out and check in. And you know, I will say there was a little bit of sticker shock once they let me know what needs to be done and everything like that. You know, Luigi Mangian, you know, I'm not saying I agree with what he did, but, you know, I understand why people get frustrated. I'll just put it that way. So, again, if you reached out, just really do appreciate you so much. And, you know, with that, I'm going to quit the Gabby, get to the Stabby. We're going to jump into this week's Short on Time case. This week, we are headed to Salinas, California. On June 23rd, 2023, at around 3 p.m., local police received an urgent call. According to the person on the phone, a woman had been stabbed in the under 100 block of Natividad Road. Officers quickly rushed to the scene, and when they arrived, they found the victim unresponsive. She was 30-year-old Eleni Tavo. Now, police also found that Eleni's two toddlers, a one-year-old and a two-year-old, were present in the home. Eleni had been stabbed multiple times, and first responders knew that they had to act quickly. Medical aid was given before she was transported to a local hospital in grave condition. But sadly, Eleni Tavo would die of her injuries. It would later be determined that she had been stabbed five times and her aorta had been punctured. Now, officers remained on the scene, interviewing witnesses and following up with any potential leads, trying to track down anyone who may want to hurt the 30-year-old mother. Shockingly, roughly 3 hours later, a man would walk into the Salinas Police Department. He told officers there that they had been looking for him. It was 32-year-old Rodrigo Bravo, Eleni's estranged boyfriend and the father to her two children. Bravo told police that he had killed Tavo and he was arrested on the spot. Police would later confirm that his clothing contained traces of blood. Now, strangely, court documents would later show that Bravo had tried to turn himself in at the sheriff's department before going to the Salinas Police Department, but he was actually turned away. Now, as authorities continued the investigation, they learned that Eleni Tavo had a restraining order out against Bravo for domestic violence. Tavo's younger brother, Alex, had spoken to his sister hours before the attack. And according to her brother, Eleni just wanted to leave the area. She shared that she wanted to gather up the kids and head to Reno, Nevada to be closer to him. Then, Eleni shared that she was being abused, verbally, mentally, and physically. Detectives would later learn that despite the restraining order, Bravo had been at the residence that day. And while inside the home, the couple got into some type of argument. It was then that Bravo pulled the knife and began attacking the mother of his children. Worse, the toddlers were either in the room or close by at the time of the attack. Bravo then fled the home, leaving Eleni gravely wounded and the two children alone. He was charged with first-degree murder, child cruelty, violation of a restraining order, and a probation violation. Now, only a few days ago, on January 8th, 2024, Bravo pled no contest to his second-degree murder charge, admitting that he had used the knife responsible for Eleni's death. His sentencing is currently scheduled for March 5th, but it's suspected that he will receive a sentence of 16 years to life in prison. Now, anytime we talk about these kind of cases, I always like to share the National Domestic Violence Hotline. And if you or someone you know needs help, please call 800-799-7233. Again, that is 800-799-7233. You can also start a text chat by texting START to 88788. Again, that's START to 88788. Now, I have to tell y'all, you know, we've done far more gruesome cases on this podcast. I mean, we've talked about, you know, I think back to the Vampire of Sacramento and, I mean, serial killers and, you know, people who have taken, you know, multiple victims' lives. But for some reason, something about this case really got stuck in my craw. And, you know, I couldn't help but feel my heart going out to Eleni. And, you know, just thinking about this woman who knows that she's in a bad situation and she's, you know, talking to her brother and you can tell she's starting to kind of plot it and put it together about how she's going to get out, you know, and I can just get my kids and I can move to Reno. I'll be closer to my brother. I'll be safer. I'll be out of the situation. I've filed the domestic violence restraining order. Like, you know, you think that that piece of paper is going to keep you safe, you know, and sadly, in so many of these cases, you know, people have these restraining orders and these perpetrators will still show up and they'll be in the home. And, you know, even though you have this restraining order, it's, you're a victim. And so like, what do you tell your attacker, the person who's putting you through this? Like, how do you get them out of your home? You know, I recall watching a video online of, again, it was a domestic violence hearing. And the perpetrator was actually inside the same home as the victim on a Zoom call. And the judge had to send police there to remove him, you know? So it's, the people with these kind of tendencies to abuse their loved ones and things like that, it's so hard to get out from underneath their thumb, you know? And so to think of this woman who's, you know, a mother, she's got kids, she, you know, doesn't, I would imagine she doesn't want them to be exposed to these things. And she's, you know, thinking about a plan to put into action. And before she can do that, before she can get to a place where she feels safe and she feels that her kids are safe, the person that she's afraid of takes her life. And the fact that those two babies were in that room potentially and sat there and saw what happened to their mother is just absolutely heartbreaking. You know, and so as I was going through, you know, again, I know this isn't the longest one. I know this isn't the, you know, the most controversial that we've ever done, but there was just something about this that really pulled on my heart in a difficult way. And, you know, me personally, I don't think 16 years is enough. I am hoping they go life for sure. You know, do life and at least, you know, eligible for parole, like 20, if you're going to do any kind of parole, like make it, you know, 25 years or more, you know? And I can't imagine, I love my daughter and my wife more than anything in the whole world. Right. And so I cannot imagine what kind of man could do something like that to a woman in front of his children and then just leave them there. You know, it's a real act of cowardice, and it's, I don't know, it's just devastating. And now, you know, these children are going to grow up without a mother, a father who's in prison, and they're going to have this over their heads for the rest of their lives. And, you know, I will say, thankfully, they're so young that, you know, hopefully there's not memories of this, right? It's not, you know, things that they're going to have these vivid memories of. But when something like this happens, we've talked about it before, but it's that stone in the lake, right? It's that little spot where it hits, it just ripples out, and the effects are just felt for a very long time. And I really think that for these two children, you know, this is something that they're going to be feeling for years as they grow up, and something that they're going to have to carry with them. So my heart goes out to the family. My heart goes out to those children. And I really do hope that there's somebody there to love them and provide them safety, you know, and give them, you know, what their mother was searching for. So if we're talking about deadbolt test, I'm definitely going to be putting this, I think I'm going to put this at a 7. I'm not really worried about something like this happening to me, but the fact that there are people out there that can be so heinous and commit a crime like this and take a life of the mother of their children in front of their children, it's just terrifying. It's terrifying that these people walk the same streets that you and I do. And so I think for that reason, I'm going to put it in at a 7. But as always, we want to hear from the locksmiths, the listeners. Where does the murder of Eleni Tavo fall on your deadbolt test? You can let us know. Reach out to us on Instagram at Check the Locks Pod. You can find us on Twitter at Check the Locks. And if you're not in our Facebook group, I talked about it at the top of the show, please, we would love to have you as part of our community. I say it all the time, but it is the best place on the internet, 110% hands down. So again, if you would like to come hang out with us, if you'd like to be part of that amazing community, there is a link to the group in the description of the episode that you're listening to right now. Just click that link. There's a couple of questions. Just make sure you are not a robot. And then we would love to have you as part of the group. So come hang out with us. We'd love the chance to get to know you. And as always, if you like what we do here, you want to financially support the show, you can do so by becoming a patron. Head over to patreon.com/checkthelocks and get signed up today. We've got a lot of great tiers, exclusive benefits. You get stickers, coffee mugs, things of that nature. But you also get the episodes ad-free. So if you love Check the Locks, but you hate those commercials, Patreon is the way to go. So again, if you like what we do, you want to help us keep the lights on, that's patreon.com/checkthelocks. You can get signed up today. And if you can't financially support the show, listen, we definitely understand. Just listening and sharing what we do with the people in your life means so, so much, right? Again, you telling people to listen to the show is the best way for us to grow organically. It's going to help new listeners find the show. Again, just really help us to grow our community, right? Because that's what we are at the end of the day. We're just a community. So if you are sharing this little podcast with the people in your life, just know that we appreciate that more than we could ever tell you. That's all that we have for this week's Short on Time case, but we will be back with Olivia next week. Everything should hopefully be back to normal. So again, thank you for your patience. You know, we don't do seasons or anything like that. We try to, you know, get as many episodes out as we can without taking any like extensive breaks or anything like that. So just want to let you know when things pop up in life and we have to attend to those. The graciousness of this community is just amazing. So again, really do appreciate you. Please make sure that you're following Check the Locks on your favorite podcast app so that you never miss an episode. We will see you again next week with another truly terrifying true crime case. But until then, don't forget to check those locks. See you next week.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.